Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Hey, Baz, what's up, fellas?
Are you, so we wanted to know, what kind of errands are you running? What kind of errands does Matt Jones do?
I got some water, I got some Pellegrino water, I got some laundry detergent, and I got some Creek shoes. Those were the three.
Creek shoes?
I went to the Creek twice in the last week, man. It's a blast down there.
How many times do you go to a farmer's co-op in a week's time?
Oh, they got a pretty good little farmer's market here in Fort Smith. It's not bad. It's on Saturday morning.
Well, I was thinking about the farmer's co-op where you would go there looking for chicken wire or you were looking for,
Man, that was, when I was running errands, I'm a city folk now,
Okay. The other thing we were asking, does Matt Jones, being the single man, do you cook a lot for yourself or did you eat out more than you cook?
Oh, man, I have to say I eat out probably more than I used to. I love to cook, but... just being in the Walmart store, I guess I ask you guys, does any one of y'all still wear masks or is it accept, what's the rule now? Because you see some people in the Walmart store still wearing masks.
I think it's all for the most part.
It's up to you.
Yeah,
it's up to you. If you want to wear one,
it's not frowned on. It's like if you wear a mask, it's all good.
Yeah, sure. There's still some COVID going.
I'll look at you and go, I wonder what's wrong with him.
We actually know somebody. We can't say who because we don't want to. We know somebody that's a good friend of ours that said he got COVID yesterday. Remember?
Sure did. Can we not say?
Nah, brother, not.
I just want to give him time. But just like to let that person know. Come on.
Matt, one of the things we just had Robert Moore on, and one of the things we talked about was that, the Razorbacks finished number three this year in baseball. And then you also have, obviously, Ole Miss winning number one. You have Texas A&M number four. You got, of course, Tennessee's on the east. But the darn SEC West, it might be as good in baseball as it is in football now. I mean, the SEC in general and especially the West.
Yeah, it's tough. And I want to say, was it Dan Horn that said that when they get to that level, you get up to Omaha and you're playing teams from different conferences. If you've played in the SEC, you've seen a 6'6" lefty, or you've seen a guy that's going to just hit you with sliders. You've seen it all, so it kind of prepares you. That's why I think you are seeing so much success, not only just with the Hawks, but in the SEC in general. I mean, they're competing, and competition makes you better.
Yeah, since 2009, eight SEC teams have won national championships. The other one I failed to mention in the top 10 was Auburn. So basically, you got 1, 3, 4, and 7 are all Western Division teams, which is hard to believe.
Isn't it going to be so sweet when they win it? I really think Van Horn's going to get one done, and as close as they've been, man, it's going to be sweet when they win it.
Yeah, you saw Ole Miss do it for the first time, what it meant to their fan base, and their coach has been around just like Van Horn, been around 20 years, and they were trying to run him out of town, I think, during the season. So, yeah, I think it's going to be nice. Just hope it happens sometime soon. I was going to ask now, does Matt Jones, are you into tennis and Wimbledon? Will you pay attention? Because you're sort of an international guy when it comes to sports. What about tennis?
Well, I like greatness. If Serena, Venus, or Federer, or...
Yes.
Jokic, if somebody's playing in the finals, I will tune in because it's like anything. If somebody's really good at their craft, I like to see great.
Can you imagine Matt on a tennis court, how much ground that he would cover from one side of the court to the other?
Who's that big kid? He's like 6'10". He went to Georgia. He just has that amazing serve, and it seems like he plays the longest couple matches.
I don't know, but I don't want any part of a six foot nine dude serving up 100 mile an hour serves to me. It's almost like being a pitcher throwing 100 miles an hour that's 6'9". What was that guy used to play for the Mariners? Randy Johnson. That's exactly right. I do want to ask you, too, Matt, news out of Miami, the Hurricanes. Apparently, they just got a number seven commitment, the number seven quarterback for 2023 for an NIL deal worth $9.5 million. Just get your thoughts on a guy who's not even finished his senior year in high school. He get a deal.
Go Hurricanes, man. What are you talking about, man? This is when I was supposed to be college players now. No, I don't know. That's crazy. I don't know. Yes. They say Jimbo has the best team of money can buy, and they'll still be in the Outback Bowl or something, you know. So,
no, that touche. That's exactly. You don't reckon A&M's got some pressure now?
I don't know what to make of it, Baz. I really don't.
Yeah, you know, Matt, it is what it is. What I can't believe is the pure business sense. Why would anybody, exactly, if I'm a Big Red, why would I be saying, hey, okay, I'm going to give you several million, go ahead and give it to these players, and you roll the dice and give $9 million to a kid who's not even proven himself? I'd rather give the money, if you're going to give somebody that kind of money, you know, give it to the kid who's a sophomore that's looking to be the stud, not somebody that could be a bust.
It didn't take long to get out of control. It starts out trying to pay the players and take
yes,
care of
yes.
people and do the right thing. And I've always said, set them up an insurance policy, set them up with some health care, set them up with something that's going to be lasting instead of just giving them money right away. Because, you know, you already got so many PlayStations. It's you know, kids at that age, make your money. I'm not hating on that or anything, but
sure,
man,
yes,
it's out of control. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. What does Matt Jones have planned for July 4th weekend? What will you be doing?
July 4th. Well, we were at the creek with some buddies up there in Natural Dam, and we were seeing if they were going to do some July 4th fireworks. Now, I've seen, when I was in college, I went down to the bridge in Little Rock one year
yes.
with a couple buddies
yes.
and saw that whole show. And I don't know if that was, you know, 2004 or so, but do they still do that? That was a fun time.
It is. Yeah. That's obviously July 4th that they do it on the lake at Lake Hamilton. Of course, all the cities do it. And we'll be at Torpedo Joe's tomorrow,
yep.
Roger, our annual show there. And are you the type to go buy fireworks to shoot them off at your house or neighborhood? Or do you let one of your buddies just hang out?
Yeah, I can't afford that lifestyle, man. You know, you gotta spend your money on other things. I'll go watch it with
like
you.
Like Creek shoes. Yeah, you spend
there
your money
you
on
go.
Creek
shoes. $8. I got some $8 Creek shoes from the Walmart
That's all you
store,
need.
Man. I'm gonna be styling.
Dude, you know what? That's exactly right. When we went on our deal, because I didn't know what kind of, and I can't even tell you the name of them right now, but I called them excursion shoes when we went
yes.
on our cruise.
Yes.
So that you could walk in and out, off the boat, on the boat, in the water, all those things. Those were my excursion shoes. You called them creek shoes. Same thing.
But when you
were a little boy, here's a couple of things I want to know. Your buddies, are these high school buddies? Are these some college buddies? Are these some buddies that you met at another time?
I act like I have a lot of friends. It's the same three people, you know. It's
your inner circle, yes.
From high school.
Yes.
And just everybody seems now, you know, you're married or has kids and stuff, and so it's, you always got to your buddy and the wife and the kids and how everything goes as you get older, you know. So it's a good group.
Oh, absolutely. Will you guys be taking fireworks with you, did you say?
I will not.
He will not be. He will not partake of it. Yes.
You know, I really don't go out that much on July 4th. Our parents is like, you know, December 31st. Go ahead and stay home. July 4th. You know, go ahead and probably don't go out too much those days. There's always something going on those days.
Well, you had magical hands and feet. You did not need to play around with any fireworks or anything that could cause some trouble.
That's right.
For you.
You stay away from
I mean,
those.
Who's the most famous firework?
The defensive lineman
yeah.
for the
– Pierre Paul.
Yeah, that's right. Lost half his hand on fingers, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's dangerous. Of course, we'll be at Torpedo Joe's.
Listen, you don't got to be – listen, you don't hold nothing. That's why – what do they tell you to do? Light fuse and get
Let
away.
Me tell you, I still remember when I was 8 years old and I had one – I was down there by the canal, Raj, and I lit it, and I came like a throwing motion, and it went off by my ear, and I couldn't hear for like 2 days.
I have some that I from last year, and even the previous year, actually, that I didn't realize I had until we moved, and RJ and Matt, and these things are in a tub, and so they've dried a little bit, so those fuses are much faster. You got a light, I wouldn't hold them for nothing.
And we, by the way, we saw your buddy Matt this weekend, right, Roger? We saw Eli Manning down at the Manning Passing Academy, and I did get a chance to go up. We were going to – the media throng was so big, I couldn't get to him. I didn't want to fight to get to him. But you guys obviously did a great job last year. But those Mannings Eli was great.
Yeah,
he's still down there. He's working, man. He works those camps, man. He just doesn't stand there. He's actively involved with them every day.
Yeah, as he should be, man. How cool is that? You get to go to a camp being in – junior high kid or a high school kid, and you get hands-on experience with any of the Mannings, man. That's just I being that age and being, you know, junior high and high school to all those guys you look up to, you know, your Barry Lunny Jr., your J.J. Metters, you know, just Madre Hill, some of the guys, and then you get to go up and and be around them. I mean, that's got to be pretty cool for those high school kids. That Manning camp had a lot of – they've had a lot of kids go through there.
Yeah, they have. Yeah, they have. So they've got the high school and the college interacting with each other.
And what did we learn? Lane Hatcher was saying that, you know, they get it. By the way, I do want to thank Kauffman by Design West for sponsoring sponsoring Matt each week.
Yeah,
but
thank you.
You know, Lane Hatcher was saying that when they get to have some one-on-one time away from the field, those Mannings aren't scared to say anything.
Yeah, they who's nice and who ain't.
And they and talk about other NFL players. I mean, they're very frank. You know, you think they might hold back and be a little bit, but
especially around these guys. No, they told the guys. No. There were some D-bags.
They did.
They sent them.
They're ratting out some NFL guys, the high-profile guys. And I presume those guys, the Mannings trust that the players would not.
And you trust that, and we won't say anything, but we know that some of them, and the history of one of these QBs.
Funny stuff.
Well, we should have told you. We knew years ago this guy had a little something to him. I won't say.
One thing we love about Matt Jones, too, Matt, is that going back to your spending and your all your errands. You are a very frugal man. You're
a smart man.
Very frugal. You've done a good job with the money you've earned in your career. You don't waste a lot of money. You count your pennies. Did you get that from your dad or your mom, or did you just learn that on your own?
You know, I'm so blessed. My parents have to be the best parents in the world, and they're both school teachers. And my dad's first job, it was $12,000 a year, and he was the head track coach, football coach, and basketball coach. You know, and taught full time. So they kind of taught us kids the value of a dollar a little bit, and the way the prices are, man, you about to have to walk everywhere or get a bicycle if you want to get around. But no, my parents they raised us the right way, and it's I don't know, man. I've been lucky.
Well, you do a lot better than I do. I spend money like it's ridiculous. I'm terrible.
Well, I don't make as much money as you do. So no. I make as much money as you guys. I'd be able to.
Listen, I am one that benefits from a Baz just wasting money. So you just keep it up, buddy. You keep it up.
Well, Matt, have yourself a wonderful July 4th weekend, even if it's laying low. Again, we look forward to maybe getting you back in Little Rock sometime soon to hang out. You've got a bedroom.
I'm going
to
be down there sooner than later. That's right.
You know what? And Baz lives by a creek.
Guys.
Happy 4th. We'll talk to you next Tuesday, Matt.
I'll
Thanks,
talk
buddy.
To you next week.
All right.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye.